This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Well, hello, rock stars. From Washington, D.C., this is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 56. Time to talk about your saving, investing, and protecting all of your hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate agent. And we're so grateful you've joined us. Call us with your questions, comments, 989-888-ROCK. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. What's up, Amanda?
Hey, Craig, how's it going?
Stock market and everything. What are you talking about?
This was a great week for me.
Well, you have Shopify and I don't, okay?
I have some other stuff too, but I know.
But no, overall, I'm doing well. It's just I don't have everything in an airline stock. I do have others. Yeah. That's helping me offset the airline stuff. So
yeah, Shopify hit an all-time high this week.
I know, it is a great company. Matter of fact, I believe we're going to be talking about that in the next episode.
Yeah, and they made a deal with Walmart this week.
Yes, I love that week. For the third-party sellers. Yep. Which is a complete stab at Amazon.
Yeah,
complete. And Walmart is going completely against Amazon. They're
a direct competitor for sure.
I mean, if Shopify's valuation was so high, I wouldn't be shocked that Walmart wouldn't just buy them out.
Yeah.
But the next, here's a teaser for the next episode related to what we just talked about. I listed out, took some thinking, the top 10 things I've learned from investing over the decades. And this is kind of like going towards the people that want to buy these Hertz's or Chesapeake Energy and these penny stocks, because everyone finds it hard to believe. Why don't you buy those? I'm like, well, I don't invest in things less than $10. That's one of the things in there. So it's all the things I've learned. I've wasted my time on, I call it my tuition to the stock market. Things I learned. So what you just said in Shopify, I do talk about, by the way.
Yeah.
Several times, matter of fact. So...
okay.
It's called recurring revenue. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my, I think that's number, I don't know. It's on the list. A company with a lot of money, part of recurring revenue is just automatic growth. Mm-hmm. It's just, and Shopify is checking off all the boxes, just like Microsoft. But nobody wants those. They want bankruptcy for some reason. So
yeah.
Anyway, what do we got in this episode?
Well, we've got some social media questions from our lovely social media group.
Mm-hmm.
Our topic today will be about reverse mortgages. Uh-oh. Can't wait to hear what you have to say about that, Craig.
You know, if I'm talking about it, it can't be good.
Well, sometimes you talk about Consumer Reports and you're in love with them.
Oh, I love Consumer Reports.
And then Savvy Savings today is going to be about shopping on Amazon Prime Day.
Which, as we've learned, is not going to happen. It normally occurs in July, but it's been moved, which...
being postponed, I guess.
Yeah.
So bookmark this episode and come back to it.
Yeah, we'll come back to it, but... you know, they do have a sale rumored to start today, Monday, the 22nd.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but it's supposed to be like 7 to 10 days.
Of their Father's Day sales.
Those were the TVs out there were amazing, by the way. Hmm. I was even tempted, even though I don't need one.
Yeah. Well, so I got a promo code about a week ago from a subscription company that I have, I've been a customer with, and they gave me a promo code that gave me an Echo Dot for $10.
Mm.
So I got that and set it up about a week ago and I loved it. So this week, while everything's half price on Amazon for the Echo type thing, right, so pretty close to half price, I picked up two more dots. One's got the clock on it. One's just a regular one. So now I have three. So my house is Alexified.
So you've gone the Alexa route, because there's only two routes you can go. Well, you could do the Apple route, but I mean, who gets Apple speakers? Really, there's only two. You either go Google or you go Amazon. So
yeah, well, mine was because it was really cheap. So. Okay. And let me tell you, I set it all up myself and I connected my, you know, TVs and my other things in my house myself. And when they weren't working, I did the troubleshooting myself. And I, you know, very techie for me.
Okay, hold on. Your husband's IT.
And I set up skills for like good morning and good night. So my house turns on and off.
Your husband's the IT master. How come he wasn't?
He didn't have anything to do with it.
Wow. Awesome.
In fact, he was very impressed with things that I'm doing. So,
well, good.
Like, how do you do that?
That's going to be really good for us moving forward because I have the Google house. You have the Echo house, the Alexa house. So this will be interesting going forward.
We'll see. It's good and that we're doing something different. I asked it to just play the latest episode of our podcast the other day and it just started playing it.
And it worked. Did it work for you?
So easy.
So I do that in my house, but I always wondered, is it because I'm already subscribed or would it just go out and get it anyway?
So I'm not subscribed on it. It pulls it from Apple Podcasts, I subscribe only on Stitcher. So it actually pulled it from Apple Podcasts and I'm not a subscriber there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Because I do it online.
All right, well, let's dive into our social media questions.
Yeah, I'll do this one.
Okay.
This is kind of funny. Y'all know why I put it in here. What streaming services do y'all consider worth it? Are there any you feel are overpriced for what they offer?
Disney Plus is way overpriced. It's garbage.
Mm.
So very strongly. Their content might be okay, but their app is horrendous.
Really?
It fails to load most of the time. When it does, it's very glitchy. I don't understand. Doesn't Disney have like a gazillion dollars? They couldn't create an app that is comparable.
Right now, the parks are closed and ESPN sucks. I mean, I happened to be flipping through the channels on YouTube TV the other day. Yeah. ESPN, just see what they were doing because there's no sports. They had a cooking show on there. I mean, what's going on with ESPN?
I don't know.
And people pay extra.
So that's what I would say is don't waste your money on Disney Plus. It's garbage. I wouldn't even have it if my credit card wasn't giving it to me for free.
So the way I look at this question, there's two paths with this. There's the overall core streaming service, which is like, I don't know, like what, AT&T Now, YouTube TV, Hulu, and then you have all those. Yeah. And then you have those. Then you have those add-on packages that would be like Disney Plus, Netflix.
And now HBO has switched from HBO Go to HBO Max, or I don't know. They have like three apps that try to consolidate. It's very confusing.
Yeah, AT&T changed DirecTV and all that to their own name now. So here's what we'll do. Next episode, let's talk about the best core streaming services.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a good idea. So we'll do the research on that and we'll come back.
Perfect.
So we'll just do that. So there we go. So, question one.
Stay tuned for next episode.
It's going to require like an hour's worth of work to answer your question, but we're willing to do it. It's actually a good question.
It is a good question.
All right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to react so negatively. I hope like Disney doesn't sue me or something.
That's okay. Their stock price is plummeting anyway. There's outbreaks like in Florida and who knows when things are going to open up anymore.
I know. Yeah.
Hence my airline stock going down. Number two, I have a question. I planned on buying my first house in 2 years and I'll be 23. Whoa. What was everyone's age when they bought their first house? Oh. I'm trying to think. When did I rented and then I bought a townhouse as my first.
Yeah.
How old was I? 20.
I didn't even live in the townhouse.
Hmm.
Yeah. I bought it and then my husband and his army friends lived in it.
I might have been like 26, 27.
I was 34.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I was pretty much broke until I was like 34. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was only a townhouse, I think. 11 months, I went right to a house, but it was like 1300 square.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a big house or anything, but.
Yeah, we remodeled it while he was there for 9 months and then flipped it. So.
Mm. Okay. Well, there's your answer. All right. Next question. That was quick.
Good for you. If you've got the, you know, saved up enough to buy your house at 23, that's a great accomplishment.
So let's talk about that briefly. So we want to have at least what? How much? 20% down, right?
20% down. And then your payment, including your PMI and insurance, everything that's going into escrow, that payment should not exceed more than 25% of your monthly take home.
Based on a 15-year fixed.
15-year fixed, yeah.
Isn't that the amount that that one guy in our Facebook group is spending on his car per month? He said 25 to 35.
I don't want to go there.
All right. Next question. Mm-hmm. How do you stay focused on baby step two? So baby step two is the one after saving up your $1,000 emergency fund. And this is where you're paying off all of your consumer debt, everything but your mortgage.
And it can be years if you've got a big pile of debt.
Yeah. It could take a couple of years.
Because it is hard to stay motivated when you're in a multi-year type goal.
Oh, yeah. So what do you think?
Well, I think you just have to keep your eye on the prize. So I think it's helpful to have visual reminders like around your house. Like when I'm trying to lose weight, I put a picture on the fridge of me looking not thin. Like, that's not how I want to look.
That's funny.
Because it's actually more motivating than a picture of someone thin, because then I'm like, oh, I can never be like that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes DNA just does not allow it, so.
Yeah. So I think it's, you know, whatever motivates you, put that picture like on your bathroom mirror so that when you're brushing your teeth, you start your day already with that in mind. You know, maybe put some kind of motivation, stick it, you know, in your car. So whenever you're going somewhere, you see that right next to your speedometer. Mm-hmm. Put it by your cupboards. I think really the positive affirmations around the house actually work. What you think about is what happens. So, you know, listening to things like this, listening to podcasts that are focused on getting out of debt, like Dave Ramsey or Chris Hogan, those are
or good Rock ones. On the Money.
Well, I said this one first. Yeah. So, you know, if what you put into your brain is what you're going to continue to be excited about. You know, read books. There's great books out there as well.
I've seen lots of posts on social media under the Ramsey groups of people actually doing what you just said. And they post a picture of their Ramsey car, which is a beater.
Yeah.
I mean, people, and they give it a name and they do all that. Yeah. You know, my time doing this financial coaching, one thing that I've noticed is some people jump around, they kind of do baby step two, but they don't do it correctly. They start listening to people on the internet, you know, broke people, and they don't do the baby step two correctly, where it's the smallest balance to largest. They start doing the largest interest rate or so the whole point of another way to stay focused is and get motivated is do it correctly. The smallest balance first. The small wins do give you that motivation and help you stay focused with the images. Right. And there are people that still want to argue the math. Well, my friend said, I don't care what your friend said. Your friend is broke. Don't listen to broke people.
Don't take advice from broke people.
Right.
The other thing I would say is, you know, find a champion, someone who's in your corner and is your cheerleader. You know, even people who are going through AA have a sponsor. You know, there's a reason for that. Yeah. So that when you're feeling like you're having a hard time, you have someone you can call and, you know, get you back on track. So I would strongly encourage having someone that you can count on as your cheerleader so that you have that also social support.
And your coach is not your cheerleader. You're supposed that's supposed to be a separate person. You shouldn't be calling your coach every week or every day, letting them know what's going on. It's good to give updates, but your coach is somebody that you know that will be in your corner, like you said. How many times have we heard the debt-free screams during the radio show for Dave Ramsey? And they always ask, who was your cheerleader?
Yeah.
It's always a question they ask. How much it was, who was your cheerleader, what was your why?
Yeah. And then just be careful who you surround yourself with. If you're surrounding yourself with a bunch of broke people or people who are spending their money on car leases or brand new cars because they can't hang on to a car more than 3 years, you know, that's not the type of person to surround yourself with.
No, you are the average. What is this? This is really true. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Yes. Those type of people are dragging your average way down.
That sounds corny, but it is so real. Yeah. You talk to any successful person, they'll tell you that is a real deal. You hang out with millionaires, you become them. because you want to be
really
motivated.
I hang out with my husband. I don't know what that says about where I'm.
I don't know why you're hanging out with me. I'm the one dragging you down. You're bringing me up. That's why I need you in my core five.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I don't even use the word always anymore. You know how much you've changed. I can't say what are the two words, always, or what's the other thing, you lawyers? Never.
Yeah.
I'm catching myself not saying those anymore.
It's hard to, yeah, absolute or rarely used. All right. Question four.
Yes. Me and my wife are looking for a reliable SUV for $8,600. It's not 8,000 or 9,000, Amanda. It's 8,600.
That means that they're looking to buy it for cash, and that's how much they have.
Right. Exactly. Good pickup. We just got rid of our 99 CRV. CRVs are great vehicles, by the way. Mm-hmm. Beater car that blew up. Blew up. Mm-hmm. What do you suggest?
I suggest you go buy a car from Hertz.
Actually, that's a good point. Hertz, those cars are really starting to flow into the website. I just looked at it yesterday. And the prices
are steel.
Oh, my God. They are getting. And then I would look at the same price like at CarMax. They're running about $500 to $1,000 less than CarMax. And they'll bring them to your house.
Yeah, no, I don't know if they have any available for $8,600, though.
Right.
Yeah, because they are only a few years old. So, you know, it's right in that sweet spot of what we tell people to buy. But if $8,600 is what you have, you may have to look at a private seller or, you know, a local used car lot. But definitely do your research with Consumer Reports and figure out what type of SUV in that, you know, range of years that you can afford has the best reviews.
Okay, so Amanda, you know how I love Consumer Reports. I have their list, and I'm only going to do the first few. If people want to go get the whole list, they can subscribe, but I'm going to just do the top three. So these are their most fuel-efficient used compact SUVs because they had a CRV. So I'm going to go down the compact route. These are five-year-old models, okay? As of 2020. All right. So here we go. And number one, the 2015 Lexus NX.
That's exactly what I have.
Shocker. The Subaru Forester. They have the Mazda CX-5 on the list. The Honda CR-V, which if they already liked the CR-V before, they should go look at another CRV.
Yeah. Get a newer model, you know, and look for the price range you can afford.
Right. It does great. And also the Lexus. Why does it have NX twice?
Well, because one's probably the hybrid. I have the hybrid.
Ah, look at you.
Yep. Is it the 200 or the 300?
Actually, you're right. It is the NX hybrid Lexus version. The Nissan Rogue. I've been in those. And the RAV4. Those are all great. You know what? Just looking at that, those would be ones I would get myself.
Yeah. So I would just take, you know, CRV, if you loved it, anything is going to be an upgrade from your 99.
Yeah, absolutely. The only problem I'm looking at this is it says the price range will be 12,000 to 17. So it may not be, but I don't know. Go to check out Hertz. Like you said, if you liked the CRV before, I would just stick with the CRV.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. Let's do a quick, I don't know if this is actually not quick. Reverse mortgages, Amanda.
Okay.
I see these ads all day long. Now, I just keep CNBC on in the background and I just kind of glance at it, but they always have these reverse mortgage between this and the gold, buying physical gold. These seem to be the comp. And because the viewership during the day on CNBC is the older population. And
just during the day?
Well, older men, they love to watch their money grow or decline or whatever all day long. So it's either that or you watch
that's
politics.
That's what my husband does all day.
I think all my neighbors, they have all now been starting to come to me because the rumor's getting out about this podcast in my neighborhood.
I'm going to tell them you called them old.
Oh, no. I'm older than he is. I could be his dad. So anyway, look, everyone's seen these commercials. You have to be wondering, all right, what's the deal? Well, I'm going to tell you what the deal is. So reverse mortgages should be a very last resort after you exhausted all of your other options. And we're going to get to what those other options are. They're very expensive. They're loaded with fees. Does this sound familiar, Amanda? Yeah,
sounds like whole life insurance.
And plus, you're basically giving up one of your four walls of your protection. So this does sound like, what, whole life, don't touch in your 401k. This is a similar, we need to start making a common list of things not to do. Gotta do that. Anyway, a reverse mortgage is basically a loan on your house where the lender pays you every month. It draws down on the equity of your home over time.
So yeah, basically, so your home equity disappears.
Right. Slowly. So basically, it's a complete reverse of what you would normally do if you owed a lender money. Okay. So these products are marketed to people that already own their homes free and clear, but they need money to live on because Social Security just isn't cutting it, and it doesn't keep up with inflation, and the bills keep racking up. So now
they borrowed from their 401k to remodel their house.
I'm assuming they probably did that years ago, and now all they have is Social Security, and now they're running out of money, and they're old. They can't go back to work, so now they're backed in a corner, and the lenders, the wolves, are just sitting there saying, "Up, oh, that's who we're going to target." And if you're backed in a corner, what else are you going to do?
Right.
So that's what's going on. So according to the FTC, you know, my other favorite people, there's three common types of reverse mortgages. There's a single purpose reverse mortgage. So these are pretty much for the low and middle income people. And they're usually offered by the state and local governments. And you can only use the money for one purpose. Hence the name single purpose reverse mortgage. It's to pay your taxes or for home repairs. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people aren't going to qualify for these unless they're in trouble with the local governments because, you know, they want their tax money. So it's just one way that they can operate that. There's also called the proprietary reverse mortgage, which is for the higher value homes, doing the same exact thing as a single purpose reverse mortgage. Now, the one you're seeing a lot on TV is known as the home equity conversion mortgage. Home equity conversion mortgage, the HECM, because we love acronyms, Amanda.
Okay.
So these typically have no income requirements, and they're backed by the U.S. Housing and Urban Development, HUD, H-U-D. So you either get a monthly check, or they're going to send you a lump sum amount. And the loan is using your house as a collateral. So if you run out of collateral,
then you're homeless.
Basically, they're going to take your house because they own it. They're taking your house. They have your house. You don't have to pay this money back as long as you're living in the house. However, if you die, you sell the house, or you move, the estate or you must repay the lender. Right. So if you die, the kids have to repay back to the lender. And that basically means you're selling the house to get yourself out of all that mess.
Yep.
So while you're living in the house under a reverse mortgage, you're still responsible for all the insurance, utilities, taxes, maintenance, everything that you would normally pay while you own a house. You still got to do it. We're not renting, Amanda. We still have the house. We're just giving up the equity to someone else.
And when you die, you give your heirs the hassle of having to sell your house and a loan. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for the debt.
Yeah, like you always say, thank you for the obligation. Mm-hmm. So instead of mourning, now they're stuck with all of this. Go ahead.
I sent my dad something for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And before I ordered it to send, it was a T-shirt. It's not a surprise. He already opened it. It was a T-shirt. But as I was laying in bed that same night, I realized, I never looked to see what size I sent. And then when I looked it up, it was the wrong size. So I had to send him a second T-shirt. And then when he got two boxes in the same day, I'm like, okay, so I gave you a gift and an errand because now you have to return one.
And that was the one thing that you got upset about Christmas on another episode. So, thank you for the help.
A gift and an errand.
Yep. Thank you for the errand. All right.
Yeah.
So here are the downsides. I know everybody's waiting. All right. So what's the catch? Here we go. Did you say
there were any upsides?
Yeah. If there was an upside, well, I guess the only upside is you have some money coming in. But here are all the downsides.
Pay your bills and survive. Yeah.
And by the way, we are going to get to the alternatives to not do this. So here are all the downsides. I know you're shocked by this being a realtor, Amanda. There's a lot of origination fees.
Yeah.
There's high closing costs. Huh. There's high servicing fees. And they make you buy mortgage insurance premiums on some of these loans.
Yeah.
And then you have to pay for whatever they're telling you that you have to get if you want this money. Remember, these are people that are backed in the corner. What are they going to say? No.
Right.
So
right.
It's pretty sleazy. As a matter of fact,
and you know, it's such a great moneymaker for these banks. It's not like they're willing to, you're having a hard time. Let us help you. We're very, very charitable. Let us help you and give you money from your equity. No, they're making money hand over fist on all these fees you just mentioned.
It's funny you mention that, Amanda, because a lot of things that we mention it in our Facebook group, they act surprised when we tell them that all these companies, they're only selling you stuff to make money. They're coming up with any clever package or product to sell to you to make money. They're not
it's
there to help.
It's perfectly legal.
You.
It's not like absolutely. It's a scam.
If you're willing to take the product or service, there's someone there to sell it to you. Here's what else gets really sleazy. This is you talked about whole life. Our old friends at the insurance company, right? The insurance agents, they find out that you got the lump sums. Guess what they start doing? They start sleazing in because they can take that lump sum and turn it into an annuity.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite words. They'll change that into an annuity for you. So now you get a steady stream of income till you die. And we know all about annuities.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot.
Yeah. They get the lead that someone got the full lump sum, and then they come in to try and sell the uneducated elderly person.
Yeah, who they swoop in. They're swoopers.
Because these people weren't educated about the reverse mortgage in the first place, so it's a perfect target for an annuity coming in afterwards. Anyway, the more equity you use on your home, the less equity you're going to be able to leave to your estate. And most people, including me, Amanda, I think you're in the same boat. I want to leave a legacy. That's a big primary thing to what I'm doing with my investing. I want to be able to leave something to my kids. That's a big deal. I think most people want to do that, and you're not going to be able to do that with a reverse mortgage. It'll be very difficult to do. How do we avoid getting into this product in the first place? There's other things that you can do. You can, number one, sell your house and downsize. Mm-hmm. The only problem with this is a lot of people, they don't want to leave their house.
Oh, I can't wait to leave my house and go into like a 55 plus retirement community.
Where they mow your grass for you and do everything. I want to do that. Where they do
everything
on the outside.
And I can play like pickleball and go swimming and do like chair yoga. I can't wait.
You can take, now we don't like doing this, but it is a better option to a reverse mortgage. Take out a HELOC or home equity loan.
Mm-hmm.
You can refinance your house.
Yeah. So here's the other thing. A lot of times when you reach that age, you've already paid off your house. So you can take out like a first mortgage on it now again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If it's free and clear. Yeah.
Yep. Refinance your house and cash out. Mm-hmm. And just do regular refinancing. And of course, here's something I did not know existed. Have you ever heard of a caregiver mortgage?
Yes.
Okay. So you can explain more, but basically what I found out is you sell the house to your family instead. So the older children are allowed to lend you the money to the parents, just like a reverse mortgage, but the equity goes back to the kids instead of the pinstripes.
Yeah. So yeah, that's great.
I'd never heard of a caregiver mortgage. Do you know anything more about this?
No, that's about the extent I know.
So
I haven't personally dealt with it.
I think that's a great thing. And then the house stays with the kids. Yeah. And then they can either move in or they can turn it into an investment property or whatever. I think it's great. I think it's a great option. So, all right. Savvy Savings right after the break. And what are we talking about today?
How to shop Amazon Prime Day.
Love it. Love it. All right. Right this after break. You're listening to Rock on the Money.
This podcast is sponsored by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Eliminate your stress. Whether you're buying or selling your home, be sure you are working with an expert in your local area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com will match you with up to 3 qualified, licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of over 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're looking for a condo, new construction, mansion, fixer-uppers, mountain retreats, vacation properties, or a first-time home buyer, let Choice Realty Connect match you with the perfect top agent today. Choice Realty Connect is who I trust, and I know you will too. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money. Time for our queen, Savvy Savings, with Amanda. And we're going to talk about Amazon.
Yeah. Do you love Amazon more or less than Consumer Reports?
Okay. So in the last, I would say year, I have fallen out of Amazon Prime because their 2-day shipping. Yeah. They've been slowly and quietly changing the rules on their shipping. Now, it's still great that you get free shipping. But you're not getting 2-day shipping anymore. Sometimes you do, but they now change the way the wording is on it.
Oh.
And I'm not even a lawyer and I can see what they're doing to me. Oh. So it's still and convenient.
They call it 2-day shipping, but I am usually getting my shipments the next day. Or sometimes if I order in the morning, I have it before the sun goes down the same day.
Yeah, a lot of it hasn't really affected me. We have a ton of these Amazon warehouses in the Washington, D.C. area. I mean, they're all mm-hmm. over the place. Yeah. So it doesn't really affect me as much. But what they now say is it used to be 2-day from the time you order it. Now it's 2-day from the time it leaves the warehouse.
Right.
It's the wording that they've changed because now they got people. But anyway,
And also the warehouses are not as stocked with the COVID-19 that's going on. So that's understandable. No. But, all right. Well, let's see. Yeah. What do we got here? So July is typically the ideal month for saving thanks to a Prime Day spurring sales across many popular stores on virtually anything. So, you know, Amazon started this a few years ago. They made up their own holiday and called it Amazon Prime Day. And it took the other retailers a little bit of time, but a couple of years later, they caught on and started doing the same thing to compete with Amazon, like we talked about Walmart earlier in the show. So it's practically Black Friday. Amazon has moved this year, their Prime Day, to September.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you can prepare and take advantage of what's called a big style sale. More on that later.
Yeah, that's new this year. The big style sale starts today.
Yeah. How do you shop Amazon Prime Day this year? Well, first, you have to be an Amazon Prime member.
That would be a good start. Number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be a Prime member.
That's a good start. But the great thing about Prime Day is if you're not already a member, you'll want to time your free trial for the month of July so you can take full advantage. I guess this year, the month of September.
Yeah.
To take advantage of Prime Day. So they always give you like a 30-day free trial. The other thing about a Prime membership is if you're a student, they do have a reduced student fee for Prime as well.
Ooh, look at your tips coming in.
Yeah, you just have to have the student or the university email address.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so mark your calendar. Prime Day has been moved to September this year. We're going to say that a few times so people remember. However, there is a big style sale for 7 to 10 days going on now, starting today. And there's great deals on clothes. So this new sale also helps Amazon mend relationships with brands and third-party sellers who were blocked from selling during the limitations on fulfillment centers when they were limiting everything to shipping essentials like food, cleaning supplies, and sanitizer, and of course, toilet paper.
You know what? This is actually a pretty good idea because it really did hurt a lot of mom and pops that use Amazon as a third-party seller platform. Yeah. I heard a lot of these people switched over to Shopify to open up their own stores because they got tired of what Amazon did. I mean, it does throw more shipping on the small sellers, but they really got hurt big when Amazon said, we're only doing essentials during COVID-19. So,
well, and that's one tip I would give small business owners is you should never, and look at, I used the word never.
Oh, wow.
You should never have your entire business model dependent on one other third party. So, you know, like right now, Zoom is really popular, right? So I see people creating these new businesses that are all centered around offering their services through Zoom.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine as like a beta and while you're testing it out, but you better work on making sure that you can deliver the same business model through other platforms. Mm-hmm. Because what if Zoom goes under? So in this case, like Amazon let all these people down. They, you know, a smart and savvy business owner would have had other lines of delivery already arranged so that they could just easily swap over. It's like having a data center. You know, if one server fails, you should, you know, automatically fail over to a different server.
When I was traveling like every day, literally every day for business, I can't tell you how many Uber drivers were also Lyft drivers.
Yeah, of course.
They have two tablets or two phones on their dash. One's a Lyft, one's an Uber, and they just take whichever one comes in first.
Yep, exactly. Because, you know, that's smart.
And they rake in the bucks doing that way anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right, next. So narrow down what you want to buy. It is a little bit overwhelming. So you do have to have a sense ahead of time of what you want to be purchasing or what you plan to save on. First of all, Amazon devices typically have the biggest discounts. And I mentioned like this month, the savings are amazing. Like the Echo Dots were half price. Mm-hmm. A lot of their other Echo related items were half price or 40 to 50% off. You know, that's a great savings if you are already planning to purchase those things. If you're looking to upgrade that Kindle or need a tablet for the kids to try, hold off until Prime Day. They do huge sales on those devices as well. So in the meantime, you can make an Amazon wish list on what you may be interested in. And you can start that wish list at any time.
Yeah,
and you can make those lists things public.
Yeah, I do that. Nobody ever sends me anything, but.
Yeah, so you can make it public. So, you know, if a kid's birthday is coming up, you can let grandma know what the kids are interested in as mm-hmm. well.
Yep.
I did see that Amazon also does a trade-in. So you can upgrade your device if you send them your old devices and get a credit for it.
That's good for not putting that crap in the landfills either. Because that's exactly. Electronics are really toxic to the environment.
Yeah, they are.
People have no idea how bad that stuff really is.
Yeah. So number four, download the Amazon app. So before Prime Day goes live, go to the deals section in the app where you'll be able to view all upcoming deals and click on, you know, watch this deal so you can receive an alert as soon as it goes live because they time out and release things on a schedule. It's mm-hmm. not like everything goes on sale at once, like with Black Friday where you get an ad and, you know, you're a doorbuster ad and everything is on sale at the same time. No, Amazon does it where they'll tell you what's upcoming, but you have to know when it's going to go live and that item might not be at the same time as other items. And that's intentional to keep you coming back to the site throughout the sale and not just make one purchase. Let's see. Okay. Learn how the lightning deals work. So lightning deals are usually open to everyone shopping on Amazon, but on Prime Day, they'll be exclusive to Prime members.
I'm guilty of doing shopping with lightning deals of things I would not normally buy.
Like what? Give us an example.
Well, it would be things I didn't think I would want. It would be more like things like, I know that would sound as stupid. It would be things that I could use for my studio when I do live streaming and stuff like that. That's how I bought my green screen.
Uh-huh.
So I had, it's a big setup actually. So
well, that's not very exciting. I thought you were going to give us something really cool. Like, I don't know.
You don't think green screens are cool?
Kids well, I do, love but green screens, like, actually. When you said things that you didn't think you would normally want, like a green screen to me would be something I would predict would be on your wish list.
Yeah, that's true. But it was like, I guess it would be things like I had in my mind.
Like if you said Bluetooth toaster, that would have surprised me.
You know? No, I don't do that kind of shop. The younger version of myself, I'm like, I have bought stuff on Amazon that I did not need. But the deal was so good that I bought it. And then I gave away as a gift.
I don't even know if they make Bluetooth toasters. I made that up, but
I bet they do. I bet well, I can find one right now.
You look while I'm going on the next thing. All right. So next, create your grocery list. So you can do grocery shopping at Whole Foods during the week of Prime Day to save on your weekly food essentials. Last year, Prime members who spent $10 in-store at Whole Foods or on Prime Now received a $10 credit to use on Amazon for Prime Day. And then finally, watch our Facebook page for the best deals during Amazon Prime Day. Craig is going to be working hard to update the site with the best deals. So rockonthemoney.com/Facebook or facebook.com/rockonthemoney.
So wait a minute. What did you just say?
You're gonna be updating.
Oh, because I don't have a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
people don't have time to make perfect toast, because I just found, as you said that, we have the Revel. This is rated 5 stars at Bed Bath and Beyond, by the way.
I love it.
It's a $300 toaster.
I was literally just making it up.
Oh, no. There is the Revolution Cooking R180 High Speed Smart Toaster in Chrome for $300. Oh, it actually has like a screen, an LCD screen on the front of it. And it shows you a picture of what the toast will look like. First, you pick the type of bread you're going to put in there. What level color do you want? Is it frozen, fresh, or are you reheating it? And all that. And it's got the actual images of the bread.
Does it send the image to like your smartphone or like your Alexa show? Oh, no, you don't need one,
because it's actually on the toaster itself.
Oh, my goodness.
And you press start. There's no
That's too much, Craig. I still would have to stand by the toaster. I want to sit in my living room and, you know, have my phone tell me when my toast is ready.
You're needy.
I'm just kidding.
All right. That was good. So we have a sale on Amazon now.
Yes.
Trying to make all the sellers happy, and the excess amount of clothing, because nobody could go to the clothing stores, which we prefer. What? TJ Maxx and...
I love TJ Maxx. Yeah.
I figured you would. And they're trying to keep all the sellers from leaving, going over to Shopify, which is a great stock, by the way. Recurring revenue.
Keep those sellers coming.
Yeah. Stock keeps going up. It's going to hit $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Anyway, thank you very much, Amanda. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.